I'm going to share the best piece of relationship advice that I've ever gotten because I feel like some of you need it right now.
Or here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the fuck up.
And I feel qualified to say this because I'm now getting married to the most amazing human being in the world. And I had dated a lot, and I had dated a lot of different type of people. I'm talking good men, bad, horrible men, tall men, short men, rich men, poor men, every single type of different relationship, like basically everything. So I do feel qualified to say this.
Wow, how many men have you dated? And yeah, I'm sure this guy is wonderful, aka naive and gullible and just kissing her butt and happy to be there. And how often do those relationships work, where the woman has been ran through the ringer and the guy's just so gullible and naive and nice?
I don't want to be that guy.
But the relationship advice came from my mom. So, of course, when I first heard it, I ignored it. What does she know? But, alas, she's Polish. So she was raised in communism. So her relationship advice was always going to be really, really direct. It wasn't like, find someone who loves you, find someone who makes you happy. No. She said, life is already complicated. Do not complicate your own life further. But she said in Polish. So what does this mean? It means your partner should make your life easier. It should be easy to be with them. It should make things easier in general for you. And some of you are going to come in here and say like, oh no, well, you have to make sacrifices. I'm not talking about like some small sacrifices like, yeah, I like the apartment to be hot and my fiance likes it cooler, whatever. But hear me out. If you're dating somebody and you feel like you have so many more responsibilities and you're cleaning the house all the time, or like all of a sudden you're picking up dishes for two and cooking for two, first of all, you're not dating, you've adopted him.
Here we go! Here we go!
We already know when she get mad or something go wrong, she's going to be using shame and language. Talking about, oh, you're like a kid. Look, sweet, nurturing, loving women don't even use that type of language when talking about men. So, aka, anything loving and nurturing you can do for a man is basically being a man's mother. Wow, did he pick wrong. We could say the same thing about men protecting and providing. I'm not your daddy. I mean, we could make the same argument. It's a ridiculous fucking argument.
He's absolutely right.
Or you're dating somebody and you feel like you're constantly walking on ice and trying not to piss them off. He's making your life more complicated. That's not the right person for you. Or there's so much like drama with his family and a bunch of stuff going on. Again, making your life more complicated. You find somebody to split your burdens, your challenges, your chores, your housework, your all of that kind of stuff. Your life should get easier. So that's the relationship advice I have for you for 2025.
I consider myself a teacher, a helper, someone who could possibly inspire people to be better.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. So split all my responsibilities and burdens, but I'm not trying to go in on your responsibilities and burdens and make your life easier. Because by definition, reciprocating what she's saying he's doing for her would be complicating her life. If she's doing things to make his life easier, you know what I mean? That's adding on to what she's already got on her plate, and that's making her life harder. So aka, bro, do everything for me to make my life easier, but I'm going to do minimal for you because that would be complicating my life. This is horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Whatever she's into, you know.
Every time I have interactions with men, I am just more and more appalled and disgusted by men and the behavior of men towards women. Like, dating in my early 20s, men actually had respect for women, relatively. You at least felt like a human being around them. You know, you at least felt like they saw you as a human and not just an object. But the increase in all of these red pill podcasts and women hating behavior on the internet has literally poisoned the minds of men. And it was to the point that I just stopped dating entirely for the last 6 months or so. I've been trying to give dating a chance again lately. I've even been like trying to date guys who are not, you know, my typical type. Yeah, even dating guys who are not my typical type has not fixed the issue. In fact, actually, it's worse.
I don't have the patience nor the crayons to explain this stuff to people like her. They don't understand.
What the fuck is a girl to do? Give up?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to be a downer, but yeah. Maybe that is what you should do. Because if you fail to do any self-reflection at this point, maybe you're just not cut out for relationships. Yeah, men treated you different in your 20s because you were in your 20s. That's about it. You were youthful. Dudes will put up with a little bit of everything, you know, just to be in the presence of a young, beautiful woman.
Ew. Pervert.
Last two guys I was talking to were from Hinge, and they both lied about their height on the dating app. They both said that they were either 5'9 or 5'8. And when I met them in person, they were, if not the same height as me, I'm 5'7". And then the other guy was actually shorter than me. And so I decided to change one of my prompts and use the one that says, recently I discovered that. And I put, recently I discovered that men are lying about their height on this app. Well, this guy sent me a like this morning, and he was like, I need to hear the stories about the guys that are lying about their height. I was like, yeah, I met them in person, and they were just obviously not 5'9 or even 5'8. And he was like, well, I can assure you that I'm 6'1. And I was like, I'll believe it whenever I see it. And so he's like, do you want to go on a coffee date? And I was like, sure, like, why not? That's actually one of my prompts too, is do you want to go for brunch or coffee? And so I'm actually about to meet him here in 10 minutes. And so many men get butthurt over like their height. And I'm so tempted to just like, I actually have a measuring tape measure. Like, wouldn't it be funny if like, I pull up to the coffee shop and I like tape measure just to make sure he's actually 6'1".
How does anyone find that funny? I mean, seriously, how does anyone find that funny? If you laughed at it, there's something seriously wrong with you.
But I don't think he would say anything about the height comment if he actually wasn't 6'1". The thing about me, though, is, like, if it's past, like, 5'9", like, I don't know what height you really are. But around, like, 5'9 and 5'8", I know, like, what that should look like. But past that, I'm like, you're tall, period, king. I was tempted to change my Hinge to recently discovered that men are lying about this height. Men are lying about their height on this app. Like, if you're a short king, just say that. But I think that might really, that might be pushing it. But I'll let you guys know if he's lying about his height. So, yeah. This is kind of like a spur of the moment coffee date. But it's all Gucci.
Another day, another dysfunction.
It's all Gucci, y'all. It's all Gucci. Don't you love wholesome looking vanilla girls that use rapper slang? So, ma'am, well, I guess I shouldn't call you ma'am. You're not that old yet. But TikTok, TikTok. Look, she's cute enough and doesn't seem like she has a crappy personality. Well, compared to the other chicks on TikTok. So there's no reason why she shouldn't already be coupled up. So the fact that a chick who looks like this, who seemed fairly bearable to be around, is still single after going on multiple dates, and this is just probably this year, that says everything we need to know.
She sleeps around, she's selfish, she's inconsiderate, she's arrogant, she's egotistical, she's full of herself, she's a ball breaker, she's a massive nag, and she's just going to make our lives miserable.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.